We welcome in Manny Navarro now of The Athletic at @Manny_Navarro. He covers the Miami Hurricanes. Manny, a couple of different ways that people are viewing what is happening with the NCAA and Miami right now. I'm interested just to get your thoughts in its entirety. Do you view this as an actual investigation that the NCAA has entered into with the Miami Athletic Department?
I don't think we're at that point yet. I think, you know, I've covered investigations before, and usually, you know, they include some pretty strong accusations. I don't think the NCAA is at that point right now. I think they're just sort of beginning to look into John Rees and some of these NIL deals that he's made to make sure that he wasn't, breaking any sort of rules. My impression is this is just sort of the beginning of it. And, in fact, I think some of their questions might be just to help them in terms of what they're going to structure with bylaws and rules that they're going to put in place here moving forward. I'm not saying there couldn't be an investigation down the road if he did something wrong and they're able to prove it. But I think right now it was just sort of the initial meeting and the initial sort of conversation regarding some of these NIL deals that were signed by Miami.
It sounds like that. It sounds like that's what he's saying, at least. I don't, it's all a little mm-hmm. bit of he said, she said. What we've kind of speculated right. upon, man, is that even if they catch him doing something that would be considered frowned upon, what does the NCAA have that they could actually use against Miami that could actually be penal down the road? If anything, I said this might be considered a little bit of a gold star for the Miami program, knowing, okay, well, they might have broken the rules, but hey, everyone got paid. Like, it could actually help them down the road. So I'm trying to figure out, like, is Miami concerned about this at all?
You know, I didn't get that impression. And, you know, obviously we have a lot of reporters at The Athletic and spoke with Bruce Feldman briefly, who had some conversations with Miami staff, coaching staff, and people around the program as well. And we didn't get the impression that anybody at Miami is worried right now about this, because they've all of these deals have been going through their compliance office and been approved and sent to the NCAA in the past. So I don't think there's any sort of fear right now. I think it's just sort of like, okay, we were expecting this to happen. At some point, they were going to come around and want to talk to us. So I don't get the sense that there's any real fear at Miami over what's happening, at least not yet.
Manny Navarro of The Athletic joining us on the Busch Light Hotline. What kind of relationship do you have with John Rees? And what do you know about him in general outside of what we see on social media as it pertains to he, his son, and Life Wallet?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around them quite a bit here, I would say in the last 6 months, just from their filming commercials. I went and I sort of witnessed kind of what a day is like for a Miami player filming a commercial for Life Wallet and, you know, what that experience is like. I went to a party that he threw a couple months ago, just for a Life Wallet sort of party on the beach where they were trying to just drum up interest in it. And, you know, he had the Miami marching band out there, a bunch of speed boats and million-dollar cars, and it was just sort of this, if you were filming a movie, I mean, that's kind of the scene you want to portray, right? With NIL, million-dollar cars and speed boats. I just spent the night there talking to people, sort of gathering, who is this guy? Look, what I know about John Rees is, he's obviously come into a lot of money recently, in the last year and a half, 2 years with this SPAC deal. Before that, he was a guy who loved the attention of, being a lawyer, having his sons play college baseball at the University of Miami, and, had a show that he would do every night on local TV in Spanish. And, I think he's just a guy who was trying to make a name for himself and to get people to appreciate and like him. And, now he's run into this money and he's got the opportunity to really play a bigger role for the University of Miami. I know ultimately what he wants is to become an owner of a professional team in South Florida. to be a big time influencer. That's what he's driven by. You know, has he had some unfortunate dealings where, you know, things have sort of backfired on him, where he's lost money and, you know, some of his endeavors didn't work out? Yes, that's certainly part of his history. But right now, I mean, he's rolling like, you know, a millionaire, billionaire would in South Florida, and trying to be an influential individual, because that's what he likes to do. And he likes, you know, the fact that his company is getting all this attention.
Manny, help me understand. I just don't see this ending well. Maybe I'm just... one, I don't believe anything about John Ruiz. I feel like there's a lot of show, and I, you know, I'm not saying there's the dough's not there. I'm just saying it just feels a little sketchy, and I don't think I'm absolutely the only one in feeling that way. but is this something that obviously Mario Cristobal is not going to discuss it. Jim Larrañaga is not going to discuss it. But is this something that they're aware of and are basically condoning? I mean, could they, in theory, tell him, hey, man, knock it off? Like, stay away from our program, quit publicizing our business? Like, that's what I would do if I were them. I'm just curious just how involved they want to get.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know how competitive college sports are, right? And Miami, both in basketball and football, and even baseball, I mean, they've had baseball players sign deals with Ruiz. They're at this point of the game, man, like, they're just trying to win. And I don't get the sense at all that there's any fear on anybody's staff at Miami. Like, nobody's afraid that this guy is around Miami's players and handing out money. Like, this is about winning for them. This is about putting out a competitive team and with the best players available if possible. So I don't get that sense at all. And yes, does it look sketchy? 1,000%. I mean, you know, I've written only a couple stories on this guy because I'm sitting there just trying to read the situation, right? Like, I'm trying to, like, figure out, okay, is this legit? When is the other shoe drop, right? When is something bad going to happen here? And I think everybody just sort of, you know, on the outside rolls that way. But I think on the inside, Miami's coaches and leadership is confident because they're going through the process of vetting this guy and his NIL deals, and their compliance office is saying, yeah, he's doing it the right way. So, yes, is there a lot of, you know, sort of shadiness, a lot of sort of concern from me and others around the program? Sure, absolutely. But I think internally, I don't get the sense at all that Jim Larrañaga is shooing him away. I don't get the sense at all that Mario Cristobal is worried that all of a sudden, you know, the football team is going to be banned for 3 years. I think for them, this is life. This is the new world with NIL, and they sort of just sort of accepted it. And I think the fact that the NCAA really doesn't have any rules in place right now for any of this, and they're just sort of sniffing around and trying to figure out, you know, what to do about NIL and how to handle it, I think that gives them that confidence in the back of their mind, like, okay, well, what are you guys going to do? How can you honestly sit here and throw the hammer down on us when you didn't even have any rules in place for this stuff? So I think that's why there's a level of confidence from Miami side.
Manny Navarro of The Athletic joining us on the Buschlight Hotline, talking some Miami football, obviously in the news because of NIL and the NCAA. But on the field, you know, we brought up the quarterback depth last year for Miami, Manny, and how that was something not a lot of teams have, where you lose De'Aaron King, who was really the guy that was on the forefront of a lot of this NIL stuff about a year ago. And all of a sudden, Tyler Van Dyke takes over midseason and is exceptional the rest of the way. Give us your 1,000-foot view of the rest of the depth with this Miami team. Maybe the strengths and the biggest concerns that you have going into the season, where the expectations are a little bit higher because of what Tyler Van Dyke did the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I still think they have a very deep quarterback room. If anything were to happen to Tyler this year, you'd have Jake Garcia backing him up. And so I think without question, you know, they're one of the deeper teams at that quarterback position, where there's a lot of confidence in the guys. Beyond quarterback, they're very loaded at running back. They've got some really good tight ends. I think defensively, they like a lot of the guys in the secondary. And Mario Cristobal went out and worked the transfer portal really hard. He brought in 5 defensive linemen, so they think they're going to be much better up front. I think the questions are at linebacker and receiver. You know, Charleston Rambo had a phenomenal season last year for Miami, entered the draft, went undrafted, and they've got to replace him and Mike Harley at the receiver position. So those are two guys that I know that they're going to miss, and they're hoping to that somebody sort of emerges to become that deep threat downfield for Tyler. Defensively, though, they still got a lot to fix in my mind. I mean, they were one of the worst tackling teams in the country. The linebacker position is one of those that I still worry about. Do they have a guy on there that you can really trust? And so, I think overall, does that sort of, you know, eliminate them from winning the ACC? Not at all. We know what a weak conference the ACC has been. Last year Pittsburgh sort of came out of nowhere and won it, played Wake Forest in the championship game. So I think, you know, with Mario Cristobal leading this group, a better coaching staff overall, much more experienced coaching staff with, you know, Kevin Steele calling the plays on defense and Josh Gattis, who just won the Broyles Award at Michigan, calling the plays on offense. I think this is the kind of team that could certainly win the division and make an appearance in the ACC title game. But, you know, things have to come together, and the ACC is just always sort of that mystery box. Like, you don't really know outside of Clemson who's going to be good year to year to year. So I think Miami's well positioned to win the division, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised either if they go out and they lose a bunch of games that they shouldn't.
I know a lot of folks looking forward to September 17th, College Station, Texas, when Tyler Van Dyke and company roll into town. Going to be a really fun game. Manny, thanks for the time today. Great stuff. Good catching up, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Sounds good, man. Take care, guys.
Yes, sir. Manny Navarro, one of the best. Covers Miami for The Athletic. Find him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro. And he joins us on the Busch Light Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.